We are more impressed in this part of the world with inspiration in science. We think artistic inspiration, well, who's to say everything's good or bad? Science, that's not. But in the Far East, they're more likely to say, well, in science, scientific inspiration, you might guess, mind you, but no one can fake a masterpiece of calligraphy. Well, however it might be. If we take, there's a new biography of Rutherford, who confirmed the so-called solar system structure of the atom. It had just come out. Now, he was a man who had many of these qualities of a yogi. He worshipped science as a god. And a foreign visitor to his laboratory pointed out to him, said, you know, you could patent some of these discoveries you're making and make a fortune. And he said, Rutherford jumped to his feet and he escaped. He said, I thought I was going to be attacked. So Rutherford, science was something sacred, not to be exploited. Now, as an example of inspiration, they were, it doesn't matter the details, but they were firing these particles, alpha particles, through thin foil. And Rutherford's own description was, it's 16-inch shells being blasted through tissue paper. Now, he had suddenly an impossible idea. He said to his assistant, the famous Geiger of the Geiger counter, check whether any of those particles, those shells, so to speak, have been reflected back. Well, how could be an enormous shell be reflected back from tissue paper? It would be like going around the Alps and checking whether any avalanches are flowing upwards. But this nonsensical idea came from nowhere, completely against the logic of the situation. So they tested and they found man. You go in, you see this flower arrangement. You just look at it. But you don't know why. When you're sitting there, your mind becomes peaceful. This is inspiration in our everyday life. It can express itself in that way. Well, finally, in the action part of the Gita, he has a vision of the Lord. And in that vision, he becomes aware of the part that he's to play in life. Now, my teacher's teacher, of course, this is a translation. He said, every man must be able to go into nervous and muscular relaxation. And in that silence, concentrate his mind on a symbol of God. In the prolonged silence of the soul, there will come before him the archetypes of what he is to create in the inner world and the outer world. It doesn't have to be some great masterpiece, as we say. My teacher's wife was a Japanese, and her mother was a famous figure in Zen. People used to come from all over Japan to see her. Now, when they came, sometimes she wouldn't speak a word. She would sit there, and the visitor would be announced, and she'd come in, and she would just serve her tea. And they would just sit in silence for a few minutes. Then the visitor would bow, go. But they found, when they'd seen her, just for that short time, just drunk the tea, just seen those movements, that they had a new courage and a new life to face the difficulties and the battles, and they had a sort of inner peace in them. Well, now, the similar story on the Indian line. There's only half the story, but a great saint was to be given a special blessing called proclaimed wisdom. Not only have wisdom, but to proclaim it. And the heavenly messenger who was bringing this blessing met another one who said, well, this is going to be very difficult because the people here, around here, are such terrible gossips that he's taken a vow of complete silence. So he won't be able to proclaim the wisdom. But anyway, the blessing had to be given, so it was given. And the saint remained silent. And then there's a man in the town who he has very heavy responsibilities, enormous responsibilities, and he's also faced with a mass of not merely anxieties, but also disparagements from envious people who are always spreading baseless rumors about him to do him harm. And he feels absolutely overwhelmed with this mass of troubles and responsibilities and worries and all this mindless spite and venom. Well, one day in the monsoon, this wild man is taking shelter from the rain under the eaves. It doesn't really do much, but you feel you're getting out of the rain a bit. And he saw the saint, who was going to visit someone, walking down the middle of the street through this pouring rain, obviously enjoying the warm rain. But that made a vivid picture, and he found it came back to him, recurred to him, and then he began to think of all these worries and mosquitoes, swarm of anxieties. That was like a monsoon rain, and he found there was something in himself that was beginning to be able to walk calmly through them. Well, this is an example of inspiration and how it's communicated.